Podcast Rangers, gonna watch Amazon Season 2. Enter the Amazons! Now I know the words!
Welcome.
Hey! This is my fucking show, fuck off!
Welcome everybody to
episode
3 of Ultra Ranger.
Whatever, Enter the Amazon.
This is a crossover event.
You are a spectacular bastard.
No, you're not doing this on my show.
Welcome to episode 3.
Are we getting territorial?
No.
Really?
Welcome to episode 152.5 of Cast Ranger.
Wow, we're loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut up, Aircaster.
That's not nice.
Hey.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, if you want to buy us a new one, I'm all for it.
Bottle's empty, guys. It wouldn't have
your bottle's empty!
Anyways, so we've only got 3 of us here this week, because Noble apparently was busy with something. So
also, our schedule is, like, rapidly changing by the hour, because Anime North is this weekend.
We're going to be selling lots of shit, so come to our table, buy our stuff, if you're in the Toronto area.
Maybe you want to say all that again?
I just said... Come to the Nomi, buy your shit.
Yeah, if you're in the Toronto area, come to Anime North. We're selling a lot of Toku shit Friday evening, and then we're running Anime WTF and Anime Flash on Saturday and Sunday.
Ichi's got a DX Zuo King inbox.
With the instructions.
For selling, you're like, Ichi's got a DX!
In a box.
Yes?
Dick in a box. But anyways, so we're talking about Amazon Season 2, Episode 7, Third Degree.
A.K.A. Episode 20 overall. We might as well just start calling them Episode T.
I'm number T.
You know what? Yes. I will do that. It's called by the way. We should have done that when we started.
Yeah.
Ichi, go back and re-edit each... Welcome to Episode...
Fuck!
Amazon Episode A. Amazon's...
This episode has been brought to you by the letter A!
The letter T for...
No. This episode is brought to you in part by the letter A. The A stands for asshole!
So
I was going to go with the A stands for I'm being murdered!
So can we talk about firstly that...
Can we cue the roll call?
No, there's no roll call. It's at the
can
beginning
Can we cue the opening?
Can we cue my... No,
I know the words!
I was about to say, can we cue my terrible singing?
Yeah.
In fact, I put it at the start of the episode. Do it again!
No!
Cast Rangers, gonna watch Amazon Season 2. Enter the Amazons!
Now I know the words! Alright.
You were saying?
I was saying, so the first thing I want to make talk about is that Nagase got more out of Iyu than Chihiro ever fucking has.
That's because...
And ever will.
That's because they bang each other in high school.
No, because Nagase
knew... They were boyfriend-girlfriend
in
high school.
No, Nagase knew her... I guess.
Watch that be the thing. They were a couple in high school. That's why he's the only one still alive.
They're going to be a couple of dead people by the end of the show.
Everybody's going to be dead by the end of the show.
Tlaloc, again! Harder,
no,
better,
like,
faster, stronger!
No, but like,
who wrote the final episode? Genro Urobuchi.
Fuck!
But like, they're
we're done.
Like, Chihiro's trying to... Chihiro's like trying to get out of Iyu, like, oh, what do you want to do for fun? And then Fuku's just like,
oh my
she
god,
she wants to be with her father. And then he's like, why would you want to be with your father? I'm like, he wasn't an Amazon this entire time. He was like a good father at some point.
And I was just like,
no, he was just the most abusive dad on the face of the planet.
We were watching that, and I'm like, oh, Chihiro wants to know a fun place Iyu would like to go. How about hell?
Wow.
That's like,
this show is dark!
I know,
they should really brighten it up.
But yeah, so like...
Like, get all the way fucked.
So he was like, I must find fun. So she like leaves and apparently leaves without anyone noticing that she left.
Yeah, like they just have nothing resembling a leash on her.
Well, no. Like,
just a shock collar.
The excuse from the
No, that's the thing. Like, later in the episode, they do say, oh, yeah, she's got the exact same high-pressure round in her device, so if she pops off, we blow her the fuck up.
Yeah, they, like...
Wait a minute.
You know that torture they did to him in this episode?
Yeah.
Kano goes up and says, yeah, what you just experienced, the exact same thing is attached to Iyu. Oh. So do what we fucking say, or we pop her! Again!
Are you telling me that Comrade Amazon's the most genius idea for a writer
genius?
Show.
Genius?
Genius. Genius.
Genius. Genius. Genius. Genius.
Anyways. Made fun of Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Oh,
they
my God.
Suicide Squad.
I
need a table to flip.
Not this one. The mic's on it.
Sorry, Mike.
Mike!
Anyways. But yeah, what's interesting to notice, though, is that the, like, high pressure round that he has in his arm, it's only a fraction of what the actual, like, power of the round can do.
But Jesus, did that have an effect on him?
Like, literally you just see him, like, after he goes through.
He's more vain than man!
He's more vain than man. No, but, like, I was thinking just, like, when you marathon 3 Netflix shows in a row without stopping.
Then Ichi said.
Or when you play 18 hours of Persona in one day, like I did.
And then I said, when you spend 2 whole months trying to find Halliday's Easter egg. I finished Ready Player One, everyone. I am so proud of myself.
Okay.
Are you finally ready?
You know, for the first time in my life.
No.
I don't
Are you
want
ready?
To log back in.
Are you mad inside? Are you That's mad
legit.
Down to your seat?
That's legit. Like,
are you ready?
No.
But the funny
I'm
thing
talking about, close to the mic too.
Okay, am I cool yet? I just love seeing you do things because it's just absolutely hilarious how when she's not like on a mission, she'll be perfectly content to just stand and stare at a wall.
Every time she's
show.
In the building, she's just standing at the exact same wall.
It's like
every time.
I'm like, it's like a cat, and they just like drew a box on the floor for her to stand in.
But yeah, so at first, like, she decides, oh, I'm gonna go to my apartment where I lived, and then like residents start seeing, and they're like, wait, isn't that girl that got slaughtered by her father? And then like Nagase notices her, and it's like, oh, okay, let's go. You're making the people nervous.
You know what, Ichi? I'm gonna do that when I go to Dunville next weekend.
Just draw a box for your cats.
Then you like
just draw a box on the floor. See what the cat does.
I've seen cats sit in it.
Then like Nagase is like riding around or whatever with like he's like riding around with Nagase.
This
and
stupid
like,
fucker tries to recruit her for his YouTube show.
No, I didn't notice that part.
Yeah, he was like, "Why don't you join Team X?" Because earlier he was like, "Man, life sucks.
I miss Team X." Maybe I should go back.
I can't go to school.
I should go back and see the boss. Ski. But no, but like you see, like EU has like a riding helmet on, and it's like super silly on her.
Or it's like EU wants to go back to the high school. It's like, oh god,
oh,
I gotta go back.
What was the joke?
Back to school.
What was the joke you were saying? Like about like, because she was like thinking about what Chihiro was saying to her and like her vision or whatever.
Oh man!
You say like she had like a 5-second delay.
Oh
like,
yeah! Anytime we saw like flashbacks or anything through EU's vision, there was like this weird effect on it where like it almost looked like one eye was seeing things in real time and the other eye was seeing it with like a fucking 5-second lag.
Jesus Christ! Hey EU! Because
like there'd be like this like monochromatic like afterglow after image type deal on all of the scenes that were from her perspective.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that must be fucking jarring. How do you fight like that?
So at first, well, I'm assuming when she goes into her Amazon form, like her vision.
Then she like mans the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just her vision becomes one.
But yeah, so like she says at first, like, oh, I want to go to my high school because that was where we're fun. And Nagase's like, ah, no, because you're going to freak a lot of people out. Where else did you go in your youth?
And
she's like,
it'll be the
a petting zoo.
Dead.
And you see her, like, on a pony, and she's, like, waving, like, super awkwardly, and just, like...
And I was, like, as they were driving to the zoo, I'm, like, searching for fun. Killing Amazons is fun.
Target confirmed! And, yeah, so they go to the petting zoo, which is closed, but she goes in anyways, because fuck it, I don't give a shit.
Number of fucks given equals zero!
She pulls an onion.
Yeah.
How'd you get in? Blood torch.
Just, like... Oh, she just like wants a belt. She's just doing the onion thing. Just
let the record show that we're making come here and give me that thing motion.
Yeah,
give me
because that's onion's thing. But honestly,
Haruka showed up.
Yeah, Haruka like went to the old team and like was trying to explain to him like, yeah, Momo's kind of just like he's really like set on doing what he wants to do. So there's no changing his mind about it.
Sorry if Momo is being a bitch.
Momo?
Yeah.
Momo.
Sorry if
I've come to bargain.
Mamoru?
Mamoru, I've come to bargain.
I swear, Mamoru?
I swear we made that fucking joke in the first season.
We didn't.
No?
No. We weren't. Doctor Strange wasn't out yet when we finished
I thought that's when we started recording.
No, we finished in October.
Oh.
Yeah.
How fucking hilarious is it when we see Kurosaki getting goddamn fondue and then Tsurumori getting a facelift?
Yeah. Well, a massage.
She was getting his face massaged. And he's like divulging company secrets in front of this masseuse lady.
Yeah, she's like, will you be paying today? Your life.
We'll make sure you don't get munched by an Amazon.
But yeah, just like Kurosaki's just like
just Amazon insurance.
He's gathering like all of his food, and then he just like he finishes his call, and he's just like, "Can I get this to go, please?" For fuck's sake. He's just so pissed off. And he's like, "The fucking idiots!" It's like, well, she's so quiet that like we don't even notice that she's around. So when she actually's not around, like we don't notice. And it's you guys are idiots.
While the whole HP caller with Chihiro thing is happening, we see Kano mysteriously take a phone call with someone else to tell him about Chihiro. It seems, A, that Kano is continuing his double agent habits.
Which I fucking knew. Oh.
And B, I'm pretty, I'm 99% sure he was talking to Jin.
It just occurred.
It would explain why Jin shows up at the end.
It occurred to me.
What?
What happened to Haruka's mom?
I don't think they've talked about it.
Oh, director lady?
She magically vanished.
Oh, I don't know.
No, we might see her.
She's like the bullies from Beetleborgs. They just magically vanish.
No. At the end of Beetleborgs Season 1, when they're fighting Borg Slayer, they pull in, tell the Beetleborgs the tip that that Nukas gave them, and then they leave town in their limo.
And then Metallics, they're just never seen again.
Correct, because they fucking left town, because there's dangerous monsters afoot!
Shit.
That explains a lot, actually.
You're welcome!
So we get introduced to three other Amazons. We get a rooster, a mantis, and a rhino, I think.
I'm pretty sure we've had a rhino before.
I'm a dinosaur.
Well, we had the elephant one. But
I feel confident.
Yeah, one was definitely a praying mantis, and one, I think, was a rooster.
The one with the red hair looked like a rooster.
Yeah, so I like to think it was a rooster.
Man. This is Foglorn Leghorn. Feel old yet?
I'll show you the superior bird.
I'll show you. Amazon.
So then Nagase picks up a crowbar to fight with.
Crowbar.
That's the name of this episode. It's fucking crowbar.
No, one of you guys are like, "Oh, what is he gonna do? His best."
Yeah. What's he gonna do? His best. And then
how has he fucking survived this long?
I don't know. Like hell, even his leg healed after fucking almost getting ripped off by Mamoru.
He's had his leg snapped, his arm snapped, and now he's just driving his bike like nothing fucking happened.
He's like Kenny from South Park. He just magically comes back.
Bullshit!
Oh, and Tachibana's like super interested in finding out,
There's some more chatter about the origin of the lysogenic cells.
Yeah, so Chihiro doesn't have the lysogenic cells, and if you drink the contaminated water, it's not direct exposure, and you won't get infected immediately.
So basically, the situation that they posit in this episode is that the source of origin has Chihiro's DNA on it, but Chihiro is not the source because he doesn't have lysogenic cells, and I'm pretty confident that this is leading to A, Jin is the source of the lysogenic cells because of his mutation at the end of the first season, which they flashback to. And B, pretty safe to say that Chihiro is Jin's son.
Yeah, you are the father.
Too happy face, Jin.
You are the alpha.
Not just creepy.
Jin made several very amusing faces.
No, Jin was just.
It helps that he's blind, so it also looks hilarious.
Being blind he's fucking Daredevil! He's even red!
Well, Daredevil's suit right now is currently black.
Not the point.
He's Netflix's Daredevil.
That's kind of a crimson color.
Crimson is still red, fuckface.
Yeah, fuckface.
Crimson's like a different shade of red.
So?
Anyway.
Which it's
navy is a shade of blue. No one cares.
I care.
I don't care.
Look at me. I am the Color Master.
What?
I am the Color Master.
Color Master? What is that, some shitty Danny Phantom villain?
He's a phantom. Speaking of which, Dan Hartman just released a new video today. about like doing a follow up on 10 years later characters.
Cool. Oh yeah?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Pretty good.
Yeah, going back to Jen, so Jen was just fucking amazing this entire episode, and honestly, like I said at the very start, like when we found out his was going to be blind in the show this season, that makes him like 10 times more badass, and like he's like my favorite character now in this whole fucking show.
I just love how they like highlight it by having him literally stumble the fuck into the scene.
Yeah!
And then he like, there's so many people around, but he has no idea who's who, so he's just looking around, and I just wanted him to just go, "Somebody talk!
For fuck's sake!
I'm blind!
Blind!" Fucking cue all the...
stabs his leg.
It's weird how you guys are just making fun of blind.
We're making Anchorman 2 jokes.
Yeah.
I don't remember Anchorman 2 that much. Yep. Except for that giant
He was blind in, like, at one point. And from the skating accident.
And he thought he couldn't walk also.
Have you guys ever seen a blind guy do martial arts before? That's not Daredevil.
No,
I'm sure there have been many blind martial arts masters.
Mr. Magoo?
No, like in real life.
No.
I have a friend who is blind, and he has done backflips and a crap ton of martial arts in front of me.
I've seen a guy who's born with no eyes play games.
I was about to say, there was some story about a blind guy playing video games.
No, but wait, alright.
No, it's not even he's blind. He just has no eyes. He was
that
not
still
blind.
Means he's, that still means he's blind. Blind definitively means not being able to see.
Anyways.
He's just not blind after the
but
fact.
But yeah, so he like... Anyways. So he transforms into Alpha, and then like you...
You can see the gray twinge in his visor eyes.
Yeah, and you can... Yeah, so you see that even like in his Amazon form, he's still blind, and you see like the gray eyes.
That's
and it's
very
just,
nice touch.
And I want to say... If they release that as a fig art, I will fucking buy it.
All they need to release is the head, because they've already released
But I don't want them to release the head, because I don't want to buy another, like, the Alpha figure, and then buy another figure to just get that head.
But you
I want them to just make an entirely different figure.
No, because that would be wasting money. Because then people are not going to buy it a second time just for a new head.
That's why what they need to do is
just release
the Alpha figure art and then release an accessory pack that's the head.
Well, no, like, since we have the two new Amazon figures
or release,
coming out.
Yeah, release the head along with Neo, Omega, or Neo.
But that's...
Yeah.
Well, it's New Omega.
Yeah, right.
But I don't want to buy New Omega. New Omega's shit.
Well, two...
Oh my god, it's almost like they don't give a shit what we think or else we'd have Laser Level 3 by now!
Oh my god, like, it's not as hard... It's not that hard. All you have to do is just sell the figure art.
Okay, fine, then.
The head.
Then I'll fucking sell it to someone.
And just put down, doesn't come with head.
Yeah.
The Amazon Alpha head, not...
Use it to roleplay he just got beheaded by someone.
And I honestly have to say, for being blind, he fought pretty fucking well.
Well, yeah.
He fought well, i.e. grabbing the person and
just
cracking.
And just imagine how more heightened your senses are being an Amazon.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's like
exactly
false
it.
Though.
Huh?
Like if one. Like,
well, yeah. If you lose your eyesight, your other senses are heightened. So like you have better hearing, better smell, better taste.
Better
so
touch.
Like.
I won't call bullshit on that.
So no, it's true.
Better flirt.
Because you learn to use your other four senses, and then yeah.
What about your
so
sixth
like
sense?
I'm assuming Raven, he probably has better taste because he has no smell. So.
Actually, I think he's. Mentioned that it's like lessened it a little bit. I don't know.
Oh.
Because smell is part of taste.
That's true.
Anyways.
Oh, poor guy.
But the other really cool thing is that Kurosaki manages to gun down the Mantis guy. That was cool.
Yeah, he actually killed him, and I was like, whoa, good job, buddy.
Kurosaki,
play the game.
Kurosaki is master of Call of Duty Shoot-a-Man.
Yep.
I think that's... Oh, yeah, there was... The construction team guys earlier, it was pretty funny how they just drive-by that random woman that they were eating.
And she survived, actually.
Yeah.
So that was good for her.
I feel like they'll be talking about that more next episode. It was kind of weird that they bothered to keep her alive. Oh, I remember what I wanted to mention. When Kano was drilling Chihiro for information, we were all making jokes. It's like, okay, I want you to tell me every memory you have before coming to us. Well, when I was young, I fought some monsters from space, and then I became a Power Ranger, and then I went into space to become to go to the Rebellion Academy.
I was like a Blue Bear Ranger. It was fucking cool.
I was the new Blue Ranger, and wasn't
I had
that
a brother.
Cool what?
I abandoned him.
And then I ate my mom.
Hey, mom, nom.
I mom, nom.
No, it's like, tell us, like, tell us your history. And then I decided on the most funniest thing ever. Every rider ever should have that.
Needs to have an Ore wa Tenkuchi Sakura.
Ore wa Takeshi Hongo.
Ore wa Tomari Shinosuke. I became a Kamen Rider driver on my 24th birthday, and I have 108 days to kill all 108 roid mutes that are destroying the city.
No, I have a mission to defeat all the roid mutes. 106 remain.
Hey, 105 remain.
Ore wa Hojo, Emu. I have 99 days before my game disease makes me disappear. I have to clear all 10 gashits.
Only about Tendo Soji. I'm just awesome.
I'm the man walking path of heaven. Fuck you.
Fuck you. I'm awesome.
Ore wa Kurenai Wataru. I have 99 days to beat all the Fangires or else I don't get to ascend to the throne.
I'm good. I use Gay. I'm the man of 1,000 talents.
I have 99 days to find a use for all 1,000 of my talents or else humanity will be extinct.
Only about Chiro. I suck.
he does suck. Okay, but no.
But you know who's cool?
My dad. Just like my dad.
Congratulations, you blinded my dad.
Blinded my dad.
We don't even know if Jens is actually his father.
It's or pretty
not.
Safe to say.
Yeah, it's no, pretty safe to
like,
say.
It's like, wait, you're my dad? How can this be? You have no connection to anyone in the show. You might as well make.
Well,
him
no.
Father.
What's funny is Chihiro recognized him. He's like. Dad?
He didn't say it, but he, like, looked at him, and Jin was like, I've been looking for you! Froggy!
Froggy!
Froggy! There you are, Froggy!
Have you seen Froggy? Got your Froggy right here.
That's a reference to Yomacon 2011, I think.
2011, holy yeah. Shit.
Ixie Studios channel. Anyways.
Yeah, so it kind of makes Chihiro a bit more interesting knowing that he's Alpha's dad. So.
We don't know that.
Or son, sorry.
Being interesting.
We are not 100% sure on
being
that.
Being interesting by proxy is not really being interesting. I'm just putting that out there.
No, okay, but like, that's cool that he's Alpha's son.
That's like the kind of kid who's only cool because of who he knows.
Yeah, but Lane, we don't know that for certain
yet. We're operating under the assumption.
Yeah. Don't be confirming shit that might or that may or may not be true.
Well, Tachibana seemed pretty like that was really fucking fascinating.
I was listening to the exact words that Tachibana was using, and based on the sentence structure he used, it sounded like he was going to say that he was a son.
Yeah. So
he's
fuck your bastard
son.
He's in denial. It's still April Fool's joke.
Yeah, this whole show is a joke.
Yeah, so, and then, like, Haruka did
just,
talk a bit
just
about, like...
the whole entire show ends with some guy pitching this to Ben, or, like, to Toei.
That's my
just
idea.
Just get kicks out. You know, yeah, it's like, and that's how we do the series.
What surprised me is that, like, they bust, Shido busts out another Neo Amazon driver for Haruka, but then, like,
gift.
We don't get to see him use it this episode.
Well,
no.
Well, we'll see eventually. Just like the gold armlet that...
But they
magically vanished.
They did ask Haruka, like, oh, so, like, have you seen Jin recently? He's like, we fought a couple times, and he showed up every now and then, but then he just disappeared. But then we get, like, a cut to, like, a flashback, I guess, to, like, Jin in front of the beach, where, like, we last saw him fight Haruka, and then Nanaha is, like, there. And
Nanaha.
I said Nanaha.
You said Nanaha.
I said Nanaha! I know what I said! Fuck you! You have bad hearing!
No, you
said
no. I ain't
having none of this.
Anyways, so...
And then the world becomes more colorful. The end.
Yeah, but anyways, so it's like him staring at a beach at the ocean or something, and then I think there's like some distortion, and I think that's where
it's
like...
It's to symbolize him going blind.
Yeah, it's just him like, yeah, you're blind
the
now.
The world's so colorful.
His eyes just went...
Pretty much. Just... That or he had a good fucking thing of weed.
Okay.
Just oh. That's
anyways, that's the episode.
So that's the episode. So
next week is Under Wraps. We're gonna have a lot of hijinks.
And a lot of flashbacks. Because like we see like a flashback of like Alpha and Omega fighting each other when Alpha still had his sight.
Haruka and Jin have a rematch from like the end of season one.
It's the motherfucking rematch.
Just Haruka just sees Jin. Come on, bro.
But no, Gar and I were like talking about this, like, earlier in the week, and we just say, like, season two is kind of okay right now.
Now that Jin's back, shit's gonna get
better. Yeah, shit's gonna get better now that Jin's here.
Because
but
now we have the whole original cast.
The whole crew's back together.
Yeah, except for Haruka's mom.
Oh, yeah, quickly forgot to mention, Chihiro even does this, like, stupid thing, and he goes up to Mizuki. It's just like, hey, you're a girl. Like, what do girls like to do for fun?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, it's, that
was
kind of
because I was like, where do girls like to go? Well, I know where E would like to go. Hell. Where her dad is.
But yeah, I think Mizuki found that cute that he, like, was asking her.
That was really messed up, because, like, she finds it cute, but she apparently hasn't processed the fact that he's crushing and trying to get dating tips on a zombie.
Zombly.
Dangerous.
Oh, that's so cute. You want to date the undead girl with no fucking emotions.
It's like, oh, you love the dead person. So, wait, what?
That's necrophilia. That's adorable.
You can go to prison for that.
Wait,
no, because that's so bad shit crazy.
Okay, for the thumbnail, can we have it be, just Alpha's head on Daredevil's body.
Sure.
There we go.
No, that's a terrible decision.
We're doing it.
Fine. Good. But it has to be Ben Affleck's Daredevil.
No.
You want to find me the picture?
Charlie Cox's Daredevil.
No, it has to be... No. No. It has to be the Daredevil from...
I don't care what it is. You two send me the image.
I got a perfect idea for which Daredevil it should be.
Perfect image.
Find me the image and I'll use it.
I'll do it right now.
Okay, so that's the episode. So yeah, now that Alpha's back into the mix, it's great. He's like pretty much... He's pretty much my favorite character in the show now. So.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but have we gone a whole season and a half without making an Alpha 5 joke? I just realized that.
Yeah, we actually have.
I'm blind!
He's on!
Amazon writers!
go, Amazon writers!
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
If I actually have never made that joke, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Anyways, thank you all for listening. As usual, castranger.podbean.com is the source of our hijinks. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/rscastranger. Tweet at us at Ixie Studios. Check out our publicly open Discord. And consider pledging to our Patreon to help us make the show better for you.
You should see how much I butchered that during Ultra Ranger.
Yeah.
I'm just like, follow us on all our shit. Good night.
Wow. I really don't want to have to just record a template one that I have to just insert in everything.
Oh, no. I'm going to probably write one down for Ultra Ranger.
And to end this, Gar, here's a picture of the Super Ninja Steel logo.
We've seen it already.
Yeah, we have.
I know, but I'm just showing it to anger you. I've convinced.
It's your kryptonite.
No, I've convinced Guard to watch, continue watching Ninja Steel.
How the fuck did you do that?
For the show's sake, because I'm like, because his rage and hate for Ninja Steel is so entertaining that we need more of it.
I said, do it
for the show.
Well, then you know, I need to unlock Super Saiyan 3.
Yeah. You need to just not...
Episode 1 to unlock Super Saiyan Yellowcaster. The rest of the first season is going to be, you know, Super Saiyan 2 Yellowcaster. And then the rest of it is going to become Super Saiyan 3.
Which will proceed you to scream for 5 minutes nonstop and then pass out. Because that's what Sean Shenlock did.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah. Good night, everybody!